Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mystery, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Cut by Chris Brookmeyer, published by Little Brown in 2021. Today's book is all about horror movies, murder, and deceit. Millicent is a 70-year-old woman fresh out of prison for the murder of her boyfriend in the 1990s. Unfamiliar with the modern world, grumpy Millicent is living in a house with two other women and is thinking of ending it all. Jerry is a university student studying film, struggling to fit into university life. From a young age, Jerry has been obsessed with horror films, and in particular the mythic film Mancipium, an Italian horror film that's never been released, apparently so traumatising that they had to destroy it in the presence of priests. After being accused of stealing in his halls of residence, Jerry sees an advertisement for accommodation in a house with three older women. Having grown up with his grandmother, Jerry thinks he can handle this arrangement, and especially since the rent is so low. He moves into the house, and that's where he meets Millicent. Now, Millicent is not what she seems. Now an elderly woman, she was once a makeup artist specialising in horror movies, and she worked on the infamous Mancipium film. This was where she also met her boyfriend, the one they convicted her of murdering. On Jerry's first night in the house, they all go for dinner, and Millicent spots a photo which throws everything on its head. But someone doesn't want Millicent and Jerry to find out the truth, and they will stop at nothing. The Cut is an interesting thriller set in the world of Italian movie making in the 1990s and in modern day Glasgow in Europe. Millicent is a fabulous character, grumpy and insular. She learned to lash out verbally to protect herself in prison. But now she's ill-equipped to deal with the modern world and its confusing reliance on technology. She's had 20 years of her life stolen from her for a crime she didn't commit, but it takes a glimmer of potential redemption to bring Millicent back to life. Jerry has a dark past of his own, having pulled himself out of petty crime to get to university, but now he worries he's sabotaging himself. While he wants to help Millicent, he has reasons of his own to escape Glasgow, and of course, if he can find a copy of Mancipium, all the better. With the unlikely team of Millicent and Jerry, The Cut explores the relationship between generations. Old people can be cool, Millicent with her background in the films that Jerry loves, and Millicent also remarks about how young people have changed, and often for the better. While all around them there is a world of conspiracy, with grubby money, bankers, politicians and high-profile media moguls, one of which has a very striking resemblance to a certain Australian-born media tycoon. The story begins in Glasgow, but as Millicent and Jerry track down the truth, they are led through a tour of Europe, evading authorities and the people chasing them. So if you like horror or giallo films, grumpy but cool older ladies, chases across Europe, corruption and film quotes, I recommend The Cut by Chris Brookmeyer. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.